Hi, everybody, and welcome to the meeting here today. This is the Option Professor speaking, and today we're going to be talking about reversion to the mean, which happens all the time. And if you keep your eyes open and have a couple of different mechanisms to quantify it, it can be a very, very effective way of trying to come up with some fantastic ideas as far as market direction is concerned. So again, today we're going to share our opinion. We are going to show you how we feel about reversion to the mean and other indicators as well. We always say consult your broker to find out what your risk tolerance is and also your suitability. Today, we will be giving you our opinions. We are not giving advice, obviously, because we don't know your circumstances, so we're not giving advice. Okay, so let's go into this thing. A little background on the Option Professor for those of you guys who haven't heard me yet. Been in the investment business for 40 years and was trained at some of the largest investment firms in the country. And I've traded millions of dollars worth of stocks and thousands of options contracts. So we feel pretty strongly that we're qualified to give you insight on this and help you in your educational process. So that's what I'm going to do here. And I'm going to talk about reversion to the mean. Okay, guys, we're going to start out with the S&P. Now, again, when the market gets way away from the moving averages, that's what we call, that's what I call reversion to the mean. And even during the crash of 2020, had you been using some of our indicators that we use, you could see rather than panicking out at the low there, you would have known that you've got a moving average which can form a net underneath the price. Now, this net broke, right? These nets broke, but this one didn't. And that would have been important to know while Rome was on fire. It would have given you some calmness. It gave me calmness, that's for sure. Now, we're way up here at 4,800. Here, the moving average was down at what? Well, just take a look. When we were at 4,800, the RSI, the moving average are 43.39, right on your screen there, and then 37.95 and 35.24. For gosh sakes, you're 1,300 points above the 36 here. That's a mile. That's a mile. So the likelihood it's going to revert back to the mean is very high, in my opinion. So now I'm looking for what? A reason to believe it is going to do that. Here's my reasons. The first thing is we have a divergence on RSI. In December 2021, you're looking at 74 on the RSI. Then you've got what? 65 on the RSI with a new high. Market's running out of steam as far as momentum. That's a good thing if you want it to revert. And then once, of course, you got underneath the average here, which comes in at around what? Let's call it 44.29. Now you've got the moving average pointing down. And that's why you've got a pretty good shot at a down move. And that down move takes you almost 1,000 points on the downside. So that's pretty good. And so that's where you get the reversion to the mean type situation there. Let's take a look at the QQQs. Well, excuse me, before we start doing that, let's show you some shorter time frames because obviously some of you want to trade short term. So let's take a look at, we will go to the 1 year. Okay. Well, on the 1 year here, where do we get some reversions to the mean? When you get way up here at 4,500, where we were on June 15th, and the moving averages are coming in at 43.49, 42.92, 42.46, and you're that far away from the averages, it's possible you're going to pull back at least to the first one, which it did. Now, why would you think it might do that? Because you got RSI at 75, and then the next door neighbor is at 68. That's a divergence, so that's why you might play it for a pullback. The fact that the 1 year red line is pointing straight up would tell you that you better be Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, because you don't have a downtrend behind you here. You are basically just playing for a correction or a pause to refresh. A pause to refresh, you've got to have the ripcord ready to go. And so once we got back above it here on Wednesday of last week, that ripcord should have been pulled. And then obviously from Wednesday to Friday, you could have been back on the bicycle on the upside. So again, that's an example of the short term over reversion to the mean. But then because the trend is still up, you've got to be nimble. That doesn't mean you couldn't make a buck because that was about a 100-point move on the downside and 100 points on a short term option. That ain't bad. Let's talk about 1 month. Again, now you're getting extended here again. Okay. And so that's why you got to keep an eye on things. I mean, Friday felt a little bit like a panic. Everybody got in. Let's see what next week brings. Again, you've got the high point there of 82. This is on the monthly. And then next to it, you've got what? 72. So you got a divergence. but you've got a trending up situation. So really, you're not playing for a big down right this second until you get the red line like you did over here in June 16th. That's when you get a nice move. Right now, you don't have that. So at best, you're looking for a pullback towards 44.60 or something like that. Still would be a 20, 25 point move, nothing to sneeze at, but you don't have a ton of evidence that that's going to happen. Let's look at the 5-day, and you'll see there is a little bit of a rollover here as long as it stays underneath 44.87. You got a high point here of what? You got a high point here of 44.85 with RSI at 80, 82, 88. And now you made a big new high and it's only 81. So you got some divergence going on here. You know, there is some cracks in the armor. So you've got to be careful here. There could be a trade on the downside next week, you know, if in fact that rolls over. So there you go. And again, you know, if you were looking for a short-term situation of it dropping, you know, obviously you could price out some of the shorter term options where the time premiums are lower. And of course, because they have less time on them, they're very risky from the buy side because they can and will go to zero if you're wrong, and they go to zero very quickly. But for a speculative account with speculative money, it is something that's out there. And again, if you can catch a nice move, it can be pretty good. Let's take a look at the Qs. And let's look at the longer term graphs, because sometimes that's really, again, the most valuable thing with regards to reversion to the mean. And it also gives you an idea, you know, maybe play it from the downside or upside if that's the case. So here you go. You know, when you're up here at, this is last November 21, about a year and a half ago, this thing went up to 408. RSI was 77. Look at where all the moving averages are. 347, 296, 258, way away. So you're looking for a reversion to the mean, but what you're looking for is a reason why it might happen. And here's the reason. 77 RSI is followed by 77, so it's flat, and then it goes to 64. Once it falls off the cliff to 64, that high point is probably an exhaustion. And then once it gets under here and starts rolling over, which is around 362, you've got a good shot to catch 100 points here, okay? Now, again, when the blue line is still rising, that's your 36 SMA. This means that this kind of a correction, if it gets right back above it, was really just a false breakdown in a what? Rising market. And that's exactly what's happened. Once you got back above what? 320, this thing has been sailing to the upside. Okay. But it's getting a bit extended here. RSI here is 58. RSI here is 61, 62. So you're going a little bit higher. We have to monitor this 380 number and see if, in fact, it's going to have trouble here and do a reversion to the mean as well. So we'll be watching that pretty close. On a one-year basis, again, you know, you are up here. You are at 372, and the averages are 359, 347, and 340. So again, you're getting pretty far away from the averages, and so you got a reversion. But when the moving average is rising, that reversion probably be temporary, so you want to have the ripcord ready. And of course, once it got back above the red moving average, which was 365, you got a little bit of a pop. Again, RSI here, 79, RSI here, 65. You got a divergence. If this thing starts breaking under 365, again, that might be indicating a correction is going to be happening because it does look like it's running out of momentum a little bit. Unless and if we wake up next week or by the end of the week, we are running way through the 372 area and it holds. So we'll have to see. Let's look at, here's another one that was very, very good for reversion to the mean. This is crude oil. And a lot of people get stuck. I mean, I have people say, you know, I bought this, I bought that at a high point. Now I've lost half my money. I can't get out. You know, and they're in a big mess. Well, here's how you got in a big mess by getting into oil. You see, this is 130. And we're at 130. Look where those averages are. 77, 60, and 58. That's a country mile away. It's double the price of the commodity here. If it was a stock, it'd be double the stock price from where the averages are. To me, it's not if it's going to revert to the mean, it's when. So when I'm in a not if, but when situation, I'm looking for what? A signal to give me an idea. And where you can get that signal would be in a shorter term chart. So you would go to something like the 5-year or 1-year. And you can see here that you had a high point up there with the RSI at 67. And again, you had the RSI down here at 57. So when the RSI is kind of not really confirming the big up move and it's under 60, remember on RSI, if you break above 50, that's a positive. If you break above 60, it can accelerate to the upside prices. If after it accelerates, it comes back down, 60 can be support. If it starts breaking through 60 on the way down and starts going 50 or lower, that move is probably over. That's exactly what happened here. You see the RSI up here is 57. Look what happened when the RSI broke under 50. There it is. And where's the price? 111. So from 111 down here, you have been trending down, 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 down. Those moving averages have not turned up, you know, since they broke up at 110. So again, in this particular case, that's an example of reversion to the mean. And if you see it reversion to the mean, you want to do strategies that benefit from a drop if it's coming back from a high point to the mean. All right, let's take a look at the 1 month graph now. Okay, when you get way down here, okay, it can also, this is on a short term, revert back up to the mean. And why would we think there's a value down here? Because your RSI is 33, and then your RSI at the new low is 39. That's a divergence on RSI telling us it's going to pop the other way. Once you get the red line going your way, which was about 68, you had a shot at a what? At a rally, okay? And that rally on a short-term call option could have given the buyer a pretty good ride for their money. And it is still in a rising situation as long as we can stay above the 70 area. So again, longer term, this is a big area for oil, as we said before. You know, this is a 20-year graph, and this is holding on for dear life, because if this thing busts underneath 60, I mean, this thing could go into the abyss for all we know. That's why this is very interesting. And if we get above this line here, which is 73 and change, and above 80, this thing's back on the bicycle. Okay, so keep an eye on crude oil. It's a very interesting market right now. Again, let's take a look at another market, gold, that a lot of people like to keep an eye on. And then I'm going to go into a couple of stocks so you guys can see how it works on stocks. Again, you have a high point where the averages are way underneath, right? You've got a high point here of 2063. All the averages say what, 1400, 1600? It's going to revert to the mean. Comes back up here. Our thing's trading 2072. Look at your averages, 1800, 1700, revert back to the mean. Right now we went back up here and we had 2072. You still got 1800, 1800, and 1500. You got a possibility of reversion to the mean going on. So again, you take a look at some of the longer term graphs and you start looking for a reversion to the mean. I mean, look at this thing over here. You had 1900 as the high point in August 2011. And look where the averages are, 1300, 1100, 92, 14. This is going to revert back to the mean. Okay. Now let's look at some of these stocks that have been going nuts, because this could be helpful. NVIDIA. Now, again, they've got a good story behind them. But I mean, that thing looks like the poster child for a reversion back to the mean. I mean, do you think at 340, anybody thought it was going back to 120? Of course not. What is that 120? Anybody think it's going way up to 420? No. Again, so now you're up here in La La Land. And again, this is screaming to me, reversion to the mean. What's the 5-year? Now the 5-year is screaming as well. Do you have any evidence of exhaustion? Your RSI here is 87. 87, the darn thing can only go to 100. And then the next one over is what? 85. And now the RSI has bopped down to what? Still in that 85 area. So the RSI, again, is up in the 80 area. You know, it has a high surrounded by lower highs, but it's not really fading yet. It's not really fading, but certainly it looks like a reversion to the mean candidate. And then here you go here. High point there, RSI is 85. High point here, RSI is 72. So you do have a divergence on RSI, and it did come back down through a reversion down to the green, right? But the trend is up. And so that's why on these, you've got to have the ripcord handy. You know, you got a nice move from four. Hey, listen, is a $40 move a bad deal on a short-term option? I don't think so. Put. So anyway, now you've got a situation here, though. You got to pull the ripcord, and now it's trying to get back on the bicycle. Again, staying above this number here, which is 422.65, it's pretty much right on that number, is a key. That if it does that, it can take out 440. Okay. Again, when you get the bigger drops, you'll find that the 12 SMA, the red, is pointing down. You got also a big gap down here too. So we'll have to see. I know we've got earnings coming up on some of these tech shares. Let's look at the other ones that have had big first halves. Tesla. Now, we caught Tesla on an RSI here. We flagged it down at 275. We'll show you how. Okay. Okay. 67, 66. Okay. Yeah. So on the Tesla thing, we used a short-term graph, short-term thing here. And let me show you. Here it goes. 79. And then the new high was 66. That's your hit, right? That's where you take your shot on a short-term put. If you are following RSI divergence and you think it's going to revert down towards some of the longer, some of the averages, because you can see that on the 1 year, again, this is extended from the averages. So reversion to the mean is possible. Okay. That's why we thought it was a good time to take a shot up here, because we were looking for a reversion to the mean and we got a nice $25 move, $35 move, right? Not bad. Again, you know, you have to have, and when you're dealing with short-term options, you got to have the ripcord pretty close to you. Again, there are a lot of alternatives, which I can't get into right now because we don't have the time, but a lot of alternatives once you buy that, you know what I mean? Once you have a put or a call that goes in the money and it has not much time to go, you have, you know, there's other decisions you can make that are very interesting. So again, how to trade this thing after you've decided you've made a point is very key. And again, you know, we've been doing this for four decades. We've traded millions of dollars worth of stocks, thousands and thousands of option contracts. So we're not guys who fell off the truck. We have ideas that might be helpful to you as far as how to different ways to trade these things. Okay, so there you can see Tesla was another thing. Let's take another guy that's gone through the roof, and that would be your buddy at Apple, right? Now, Apple, you know, their growth and stuff has been kind of single digit. So, you know, I know this is in everybody's mutual fund and in everybody's fan, it's half of the Berkshire deal. So obviously, you know, you can't bad mouth something that just keeps going and going and going. But sometimes when it gets through these $1 trillion marks, like it goes to 2 trillion, sometimes it takes a pause and we're getting to 3 trillion. It may take a pause for all you know, because it is getting extended. You can see that right here. It's getting extended from the averages, which are at 179, 183, and we're at 193. If you look at the 5 year, the averages are at 156, 164, we're at 193. It is getting extended. So it is a candidate for reversion to the mean on a 20 year basis. Again, look, I mean, the moving averages on the long-term stuff are in the 140s, 150s. You're at 190. It is a candidate. Let's look if there's any big divergence. Up here, you're at 73 on the RSI. Now you're at 65. That's a divergence. I'd have my periscope up on this one, and I'd be very careful about getting too crazy long here. Again, it could go through the roof. God bless you if it does. But the way I'm seeing it here, you know, there's some warning flags. And here, again, on the five-year, extended. Okay. So there you go. And on the short term, what do you got? 73 and you got 77. So no big divergence here. Again, with these trends being up and having no moving average pointing down above the price, if you do play something for a pullback based on RSI divergence or anything else, you have to have the ripcord, meaning the get out button handy, because you don't have the wind going in your direction. You're basically looking for a correction to fill a gap or something like that. Okay. It's way premature to get, you know, totally negative on these things from the standpoint of the technical data. Okay. But, you know, is it a candidate for being overbought? Well, look at it there and look at it here. And look at it here. I mean, is that a candidate that it's a little bit overbought up here or getting overbought? I would think so. So keep an eye on that one as well. And then you got the Microsoft. Again, getting a bit frothy, right? Getting a bit frothy. Moving averages are way down here. You're way the heck up there. Reversion to the mean. When it's up here, do you think anybody believes it's going to 220? You think up here, anybody could believe it might pull back significantly? Of course not. So you have to be, you know, careful on that. RSI was 67 here and RSI is 67. So you make a brand new big high and RSI is flat. This is a warning flag as far as I'm concerned. Again, you want to buy into this stuff. You buy into it when it's down and it goes, it's 260 and then you're in. You know, you go into things that are way up in price. That's how you get whacked. Okay. Let's take a look here at Meta. You know, these are the seven stocks they were talking about that was carrying the market. Well, you know, the first half is the first half and the second half is the second half, you know, and it may not be the same exact situation. So here on the 5-year graph, does it look extended? Well, you're playing this thing up at 289 and look at the averages, 179, 211, plenty of room, right? Plenty of room. So it is getting extended here. And this 300 number, there were former lows here. So between here and 300, I'd watch this thing very closely. It is a candidate for reversion back to the mean. And again, up here, you're at your RSI's 80. And now up here, you're at 62. That's called a divergence. And again, the red line comes in right there at 283. So we start breaking under 283 and get the 1-year SMA, 12 SMA rolling over. Then you can maybe get something good on the downside if that's the way you think it might go. I mean, the PMI numbers stink. The consumer spending is dropping. The Fed is definitely sounding like they're going to keep things tight for a while because, again, they know what happens in 80 and other times. You have to get that Fed funds above the inflation rate, and you have to get some of these treasury instruments above the inflation rate, and you have to keep them there for a while. And once you keep them in for a while, then everyone starts calming down with prices. And again, there is disinflation going on out there. There's no doubt about it. Again, personal story, durable goods, you know, things at a Home Depot, major appliances, you know, they seem like they're discounting them 30% or so. That's a pretty big bite out of the price, and that could maybe hit margins. So again, the world is very, very excited right now because the market's had a great first half. The NASDAQ, which these companies are in, had the best first half since 1999, okay? You know, after 1999, things got a little bit more dodgy. So again, you know, second half may be a different ball game. If earnings were not to be as good because these margins have collapsed a bit. Again, after the COVID, the demand was nuts and they could charge anything for anything and they got it. Now we've had what? We've had the COVID demand back off. We've had supply chains correct and we've got the margin pressure coming. Example of what I just talked about with the major appliances over at Home Depot. So it'll be interesting to see, but these very, very extended tech stocks are definitely candidates to reversion to the mean. So I would keep an eye on that definitely. Is there any other ones that might be in that category? How about Netflix? Okay. So if you look at Netflix on a 20-year basis, again, when it's up at 700 and the moving averages are at 438, 495, and 558, it's not if it's coming back down, it's when. And again, if you have 78 RSI in October of 2021 and you have RSI at 69 in November 2021, it's a pretty good bet that the reversion has started, right? And when you get underneath the 12 SMA and it's pointing down, you got a real good reason. Now, this thing is turned up. It is extended. It certainly could keep going, but it is a bit extended from the 12 SMA. So we'll have to see if there's going to be a pause to refresh. Is there any pause to refresh happening here? Again, you got your reversion back to the mean, right? But the mean is rising. So you have to have the ripcord ready and you got to take whatever they give you. So when it comes down here, you got to grab the money against the green line. Now it's coming back up. RSI up here was 82. RSI here's at 68. So it's not coming up with the same speed it had. Again, my opinion, my view, it looks to me like there could be some slowing down here. If you get back underneath 429 and this thing starts rolling over, a reversion that could be a little bit more back to the mean could be in the cards. And the first one down here would be also against that high, which comes in at about 376, which is also about the high over here, which is 379. So if you want to know where this thing could pull back, that would be a logical place for a pullback. Okay, I got to wrap up here now. Again, I think we've established that reversion to the mean is a very important factor. It'll keep you away from getting involved in the highest tech stocks, you know, and the highest priced commodities and the highest priced everything. Or if everything is tanked and it's extremely low, it'll get you from getting out of everything possibly or being on the sideline too long. And these are some of the problems that have hurt people. So reversion to the mean, very important. I'm inviting you right now, the Option Professor, to give us a call at the office, 702-873-8038. We can give you more information on this as well as the moving averages, as well as the RSI and how we interpret it. We can go over stuff that you're doing, and we can give you opinions on what our indicators are saying, and we can share with you ideas that we have that we didn't have time to get to right now. Again, we've been doing this for decades, have traded millions of dollars worth of stocks, and have traded thousands and thousands of options, and have done hundreds of option seminars to thousands of people over the years. So we think we're qualified to give you some insight. If you have been in the markets a long time, you got to know there's always new things to learn. If you're just starting out and you want things explained in a very deliberate fashion, again, we've been explaining these markets for decades, so we think we know how to do that as well. So give a call, 702-873-8038. Or go to the website, Option Professor, OPTION, Professor, PROFESSOR.com, and put your information there. You'll talk directly to me. So there's no, people that you're thrown off to. You can speak directly to me. And of course, we'll do the best we can to educate you, give you insight, and hopefully make you a better trader. Okay, this is the Option Professor signing off. It's great to be with you. Today we were talking about reversion to the mean, as well as a number of other things. So give me a call and we'll talk more about it. And we'll try to explain some of the different trading strategies using the short-term options, selection of strike price, what you can do as far as trading after you put your position on, and of course, other factors as well. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Good to be with you. We'll talk again.